Time to have a look at the program in Hobart tonight. Seven races set down for decision starting at 5:56 p.m. And trainer Adrian Duggan joins me online to have a chat about a few of his runners at the program. How are you going, Adrian?
Good, thanks, Doug. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Let's see if you can help us find a winner on this Hobart card. And we kick it off in race one with Mr. Eagle. He finished fourth at Carrick last time out and should appreciate somewhat of a drop in class.
Yeah, I think so. He was quite okay at Carrick too. He got held up bad down the back, and I thought he got the line pretty good. As you say, this is a bit of a drop in class. The three that beat him home at Carrick the other day were all go okay, you know. So, I don't think he'd be far away,
Race number two on the card, you put the polish on Tis You Later, who finished down the track in the Harry Holgate Memorial last start, but on his form prior to that, with an ounce of luck, he shouldn't be too far away here.
Yeah, no, correct. The Harry Holgate was quite a strong race, and we tracked up three wide. I was three or four back three wide, and he still hit the line okay, but drawn inside the second line tonight, he'll appreciate that. And if he's only a couple back on the pegs there, probably through the fence or something like that, he'll get to the line pretty good.
Let's head over to race five. It's the feature race on the card, the Tasmanian Trotting Club Elite Free For All. She's a Tricky Bridge is the first of your runners we'll have a chat about. She's a seven-year-old mare who won last start at Warrigal. That was a claiming race, and she's found her way into your stable.
Yeah, Geoffrey Claimer, he likes the claimers, and turned up from Kate and Andy's in terrific order. She's a really nice mare. I don't say she'd be winning this, but I think she's capable of winning races down here. Handles the stands as well, so that'll be a bonus for her.
Yeah, given you put her in this sort of race, would you look at the George Johnson in a couple of weeks' time with her?
Yeah, that's the aim. We'll see how she measures up here tonight, and then on to the George Johnson, but quite even free-for-all. You'd probably make a case for most of them, and you wouldn't be surprised if any of them won, you know, so.
Yeah, and a horse that does fit into that category is Poker Storm, who's also engaged in the race from your stable. He copped a check soon after the start at Carrick last time out, but a sit sprint type with the right run, he could be lethal in this race if the speed's on.
Yeah, for sure. He, poor old fella, he stepped away good at Carrick, and as you say, got bowled over, and that was the end of that. But his form prior to that's been really good. He's been racing good. And, he, with the right trip, he could be dangerous.
Race number six on the card is a rating 30-52 event where you put the polish on two runners here. Sacramento Sun's the first pace we'll have a chat about. A last start winner back in September, first up here. I see you gave him a recent trial in Hobart. What did you make of that?
Yeah, it was only a steady trial, but they all went to the line together, and they dashed up the straight really good. So we was quite pleased with him. He came on pretty good class prep, and then, as you say, we give him that break, and seems to have developed a bit more since then. So he seems to be a horse that will just keep getting a bit better, don't he? He's not the sharpest tool in the shed, but he's starting to get the hang of it a bit now.
You also got Illawonga Chilis in that race, so you'll take the drive on as well. This fella's been placed in two out of his last five starts and draws to get a nice trailing run from barrier two on the second line.
Yeah, he's a maiden. He's had a lot of starts and he's still a maiden. He's a maiden for a reason. He lacks a bit of ability, and he's got to get the right trip to be in the finish, that's for sure.
And the last race of the Knights for the Trotters, a discretionary handicap where you put the polish on All the Way May, and she was able to get the job done here last time out on February 7th.
Yeah, one of our favourites, don't she? Just keeps sticking her head out as she did last start, and done everything right. A few of the others done a bit wrong, and she got the bob on the line. But, these discretionary suitors, you know, are coming off 10 metres, and as I say, she's pretty reliable, and she usually trots all the way, so I wouldn't imagine she'd be too far away.
Here's the pressure question now, Adrian. Who do you reckon your best winning chance is in Hobart tonight?
Uh, there wouldn't be much between Tigulator and All the Way Mail, wouldn't you think, though?
All right, race 2, number 8, race 7, number 3. Adrian, appreciate the insight into your runners in Hobart tonight and wish you the very best of luck.
Thanks very much, mate.